I thank you, Lord, because you are a good, good Father. We thank you for this ministry. We thank you because today is the day the Lord has made. And you are the God that knows the end from the beginning. Everything about you is perfection. You are a perfect God. As you be speaking through me this morning, O Lord, I pray, Everlasting Father, that each word coming out of my mouth will be a blessing to myself and each and everyone here this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. And whoever is listening to it online as well will be blessed. Thank you, Everlasting Father, because you keep on speaking to my heart that yes, you are here this morning. Glory be to your holy name. Thank you, Everlasting Father. In Jesus we pray. Amen. You are welcome once again to the house of the Lord. Thank you, Christina. Thank you, Pastor Molly. I'm still a bit emotional because a lot of things. I never knew that Maxwell is now going to, make it a very, very big bang. And why I say that, you're probably going to see in a minute. Now, the title is up there. Pastor Molly called me on Friday afternoon. It was very, very funny because I was having my lunch or my dinner or something I was eating. When anyone calls me when I'm eating, I tend not to pick up the phone. I will just finish eating and call the person back. Yes, thank you, Auntie Kenny. But if few people calls me, I pick up whether I'm eating or anything I'm doing. And the first person is my mom. And of course, I never told him this before, Pastor Molly as well. And there's reasons for that, which I think a lot of people are here this morning, like Howard has been here for a very long time, Christina, Femi and Afia, Sister Kenny, and of course, maybe the releasers as well. Because of very, very personal reasons and a lot of reasons why that. And he called me that, he's not feeling well. I have to stop eating that. That was Friday afternoon, evening, time that we normally have prayer meeting every morning on Saturday. Can I please share something in the devotion, which he normally does? I said, of course, if you're not feeling well, Pastor, that's fine. And I said, that's fine. And he said, again, please, on Sunday, today. I was like, ooh. Because I was looking at the time, and I've been privileged, because I would say it's a privilege for me to be here to preach the word of God, to speak Jesus. And I was like, the timing. Well, one very important thing, I know that God's work can never fail. I said, yes, Pastor, I will try. And he said, maybe tomorrow, he will see how it is. I was like, let me keep praying. Let me keep praying, strong prayer, that it will be fine today. Tomorrow, I will know. Maybe we'll be able to still preach this morning. Before that, in the couple of weeks that Pastor Renee is away, I've been trying to organize who is going to do the introduction. When he left, I did the first two or something, then I've been asking different people. But I've already had in my mind for a couple of months that today, which is going to be the last Sunday of the year, I knew Pastor Renee is going to be away. He's going to go to Congo, to his family, that I'm going to share the message that Maxwell did this morning, which you did fantastic well. Maxwell, thank you very much. God bless you. Because I was just joking with him that, I would have actually even prepared him to carry on to preach and record and for me to just do introduction if I knew. Because I called Maxwell as well, just yesterday. God bless you, Maxwell. I called him yesterday to tell him that, because I was still open in faith that maybe Pastor was going to tell me that, I can manage today, then I would have shared what I've planned to actually share for introduction, which he did. But God is amazing. I can see people here that knows, we're Christians for a very long time. It is an amazing God. Because what I wanted to share is what he started with. I didn't tell him, it was this morning that I told him the title of the message when we got in here so maybe when I send him that message this morning, I pick him up though, but I just send it to when we got to church. He will have probably smiled that, something about Thanksgiving. Now, why today is a special, really special Sunday is for different reasons, which I'm going to be talking about, and we're going to be looking into the Word of God, because it is good for us to sleep, eat, speak Jesus. I'm still a bit emotional, And he was going to say why. Because the title, Always Give Thanks to God. Last year, it was December 29th. Today is December 28th. Pastor Molly gave me very, very long time notice of what is going on. He has a family engagement that once a year is not going to be available that I should please preach. And of course, I have, as I said, there was a long notice. And one very, very important thing that's always I love in my heart is giving thanks to God. So December 29th, which was the last Sunday of 2024, I was privileged to share. And the title was about Thanksgiving. And I didn't want to make it Thanksgiving part two. However, what I was planning to share, or as introduction earlier today, before everything that happened, but God knows all these things. He knows he's a perfect God, was to talk about testimony. My title was my testimony. I mean, Femi, and as I said, I never knew you're coming until when I got your text that you're on the way this morning and all that. You've been here for a while. You know me for a while, Pastor Molly and Sister Kenny Howard, Christina. For people that's not been here for a while, there's a series of in my life that I call it testimony part one, part two. I stopped at testimony part six, I think thereabout. And those testimonies, yeah, Brother John, you're laughing, is huge. It's like Red Sea. I'm telling you, it's something out of this world. It's a living, I'm grateful. And as I speak, I was planning that until Pastor called me on Friday to share. I'm like, ooh, when it's now setting yesterday, I'll be preaching today. I was, okay, I'm going to expand on that. The testimony is going to be the introduction part, and I will conclude the ministry to preaching about giving thanks to God. Last year, last Sunday of the year, I stood here with the glory of God, and the message was thanksgiving. And two important men in the Bible was my focus point, and that's Simon. That last year, 29th of December, was King David and Job in the Bible. I'm not going to repeat that, though, but those are the people that, with whatever they were going through in their life, they still give thanks to God. What are we even going through now? I mean, compared to what those people went through. But now, today, it's to God. And to start with the testimony part, so we now see the reasons why we need to give testimony to God. Because in my culture, which is Femi, few people are here, Sister Kenny, and all that. Okay, so Aunt Sister Comfort is here, but she's not part of my culture. She's Nigerian, but she's other part of Nigeria. But in Yoruba culture, I will explain in English, that if you bless someone, if you give someone something, and you didn't thank that person properly, it's as if your armed robber came to rob you off of your things. That is what all that saying means. It sinks well if I say it in Yoruba. But that is the meaning. That's the summary. So it is not that we have to think about doing it. If we are not doing that, it's like we're robbing God. It is unfair. And this testimony I'm about to share, as I said, my testimonies are wicked. As they say now, Gen Z is wicked. Pastor means boom. I know you're going to be shocked. Joyce is going to be shocked as well, because I've tried not as possible to hide it away from you to make sure that I say it today. So everyone is going to, wow. Now, the reason why to emphasize my cultural saying, I say that if you've been blessed, you've been blessed with something and you didn't say thank you for that blessing, it's like you've been robbed, God. Let's quickly look into book of Mark 5, verse 19 and 20. Mark 5, 19 and 20. Yeah, thank you, Maxwell. However, Jesus did not permit him, but said to him, go home to your friends and tell them what great things the Lord has done for you and how he has had compassion on you. Verse 20. And he departed and began to proclaim in Decapolis all that Jesus has done for him, and all marveled. This means that even Jesus knows the importance of giving testimony, of proclaiming his holiness. I mean, the story, there's a background story to that story, is about a demon-possessed man that Jesus healed. A demon-possessed man that Jesus healed. We're all human. We all have one thing or the other we are looking up to God for, we are crying up to God for, we are facing, because we are still on earth. We are not yet in heaven. So that is the background story to that. So God healed this demon-possessed man, cast all those demons out, and he told him to go and home to tell your friends and tell them, you are my brothers and sisters in the house of the Lord. You are my friends. So it's good to come and proclaim the glory of God, what God has done. God is moving in Greater Grace, Southeast London. I mean, I can call myself a middle-aged man, and I can see the glory of God in here. No matter how small this church is, and no matter how you can think the members are that we are in, God is moving. And I thank God. And as I said, my testimonies are like Moses parting the Red Sea. Now, before I share it, I want to everybody to be eager to listen. What does Ayo want to say? 2 Timothy 1, verses 8 and 9. 2 Timothy 1, 8 to 9. Therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, but share with me in the sufferings for the gospel according to the power of God. Gospel is good news. And when we share this good, our testimonies is good news to glorify God, who has saved us and called us with holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. Now, it's Bible is only thing we've got. We're evangelical, we speak Jesus, we speak the Bible, we believe so much in the Bible. And if the God Jesus has given an instruction to speak about him, to glorify his holy name, to thank him, it is important we do that. Now, back to my life story. As I said, I came to this church as a single man. When I came to this church, I was not married. I was a single man. And since then, as I said, there's so many testimonies of series that said series, part one, part two. I stopped, I think, at six. But I'm not going to call this seven or anything, because God wanted it to be the sermon so that a lot of people can hear it, and also to give thanks to God. Because this is the genesis of all the things. And as I said, Maxwell, Holy Spirit is using us. I mean, he spoke to you when I called you yesterday. I never told you what I was going to speak about. And what you did here, I was emotional. Because it's about giving God all he deserves. We cannot thank, as you, Maxwell said it all, we cannot outgive God. He does not need us. We need him. And not last year now, 2025, this year, we thank God is the last Sunday of the year. Which I was, as I said, privileged last Sunday as well, because Pastor was away and I was here on 29 December. But today, a year after, God wants me to speak again. And I believe God intentionally wants that to happen. And because I can see Pastor now is looking good, glory be to God Almighty, and God will strengthen you more and rejoice in Jesus' name. 2025 is a very, very challenging year for me, which is normal. And as I said, few people can call me when I'm eating or doing anything that will pick their call to listen to them. Pastor Molly is one of them. And when he called, I have to listen. And the testimony, why this is very, very deep, he knows nothing about it, and I'm sure he's going to shock and joyce. We have 12 months every year, January to December, as Maxwell was preaching and praying earlier in the introduction, which was excellent. Out of these 12 months, I'm going to shock almost everyone here. 7 months, I repeat, 7 months out of 12 months, I wasn't working. I was out of job. Yes. Yes, Auntie Kenny. 7 months out of 12 months, I was out. Krishna, I can't. Krishna, open her mouth. Glory be to God. 7 months out of 12, I was out of job. I turned out, my mom does not know about it. She find out later on. She got to know later on because I don't want to keep on telling her lies or to be and all that. So she found out, but I mean, my mom knew maybe about 2 months to the hand and part before God comes big. Now, 7 months, and I will tell you how it was. I've been a contractor almost since I've been in the UK. When Pastor called me on Friday, he was saying, you're self-employed, I'm worried, are you working today? I said, no, Pastor, today is bank holiday. I almost gave myself up then, but I did not. I just got out. No, I'm not working, Pastor. Okay. Now, last year I got, no, 2023, I got 3 jobs at the same time. Now it's for me to pick one. And I checked all 3 jobs. 2 of them, we've been praying. Joyce, the Lord, that's a permanent job for me. And I was looking for permanent role because there's no really, really any good thing in doing contracting anymore. Don't let me even go there. So I was praying. But now I got 3 offers. And one was, I think I'd get a testimony about that though. One was NatWest Bank. One was Bank of America, that's Joyce's country, and one was Bank of Montreal, a Canadian bank. 2 of them are contracts, 1 is permanent. But the one that I chose, I'm sure you think, what's wrong with you, how I chose a contract. I didn't take the permanent, but there's a reason to that. The permanent was, it should be 1 year contract. After 1 year, then you go PAM. That was the reason I took that job, because it was going to be 1 year full contract, then after 1 year contract is going to be PAM, and it's a more senior role, so it's going to be permanent. So I took that one, which is Bank of Montreal. Now I started in October 3rd, 2023. My manager that is the one that actually wanted me to take the job, she's a Chinese woman. She's a top person at the bank. And February 2024, she just had problems with the management of the bank and she left. She didn't even say goodbye to the team. I mean, how it works in the corporate world is when you're leaving, you give like 3 months or 6 months notice, you're still going to work. But she just, boom, it was a big fight. We never knew the details. She left without even saying goodbye. So when she left, a lot of things changed. Now, I still have a contract to the September 2024. So the bank changed the policy. They want all the contractors to go and things like that. Of course, they let me finish my contract to September 2024. But they didn't let me go. They said, oh, you can't leave higher. They kept on renewing me every month. I was before 20 September, I've been looking for a job. I mean, I've been looking, but I didn't find. The market is not that very good. So to fast forward, 2020, last year, they were giving me 1 month rolling contract every month. They'll give me 1 month, October. Before the end of October, November, they'll give me another 1 month till February 14th, 2025. February 14th, 2025 was the last final day, which was a Friday, February 14th, Lover's Day. Interesting. So, Valentine's Day. Of course, before then, I've been in the market looking for a job. I didn't let anyone know. Of course, my family, my wife knew, and I mean, Nikki knows and all that, but I was looking for, but I was trying to develop myself as well, doing as if I'm working, doing some personal development and all. Now, I started looking for job from then until June. June, that is February 14th, nothing, March, April, May, June, I found one. The job I found in June was a contract. At that point, anything I have, I'm going to take. But I was actually desperate for permanent role. I took that, let me keep on looking for permanent job. I started that job in June. That was, maybe Pastor will remember, or Joyce. I had to go to office every day. I mean, prior to that time, I literally worked from home. I mean, years by COVID, full remote. Now, I had to go to office every day, Monday to Friday. So by the time I get to church on Wednesday, I'm a bit late. I'm still, my shirt is out. I'll just come straight from work. So the contract was meant to be 2 months. The devil is a liar. At the end of the first month, they terminated the contract. That they don't have finances, budget, cost, and all that. So back to square one. Job ended at the end of June. Well, I mean, my birthday, I had job. My mom's birthday, my mom clocked 85, June 21st. I had job. She was happy and all that and everything. Actually, before then, she never knew. She just thought, oh, I just thought I changed job. She knew that I'm now going to office and all. End of June, job ended again. Back to square one. No job. Until, I'm 100% sure, hundreds of applications and all that. Interviews. Some will come back to me that I'm overqualified. Some will say, oh, because I've always been contracting. They want someone that has got permanent background. A lot of things. But I knew something very, very well. I never lost my faith that when God is coming, it's coming big. And he never fails. He's done it in the past. He's going to definitely do it again. I kept on praying until October. I go and offer again a permanent job. Now, the permanent role, Femi, you're smiling, thank you. I can have holidays. Bank holidays is free for me. I can everything. Thank God Almighty. Now, I have friends, very good friends. Biola, that, you know, a lot of my friends, they were so worried about me. That what is going on? We don't understand you. You, this guy. How are you surviving? Nothing has changed. I still come to your house. The chicken that I normally eat here didn't reduce. What is going on? Are you doing fraud? We'll laugh. I said, because I serve a living God. The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob is a living, faithful Father. He made sure that at that point, we never lacked. It can only be God. 7 months. Now, as I said, I'm a contractor. I moved from jobs, from one job to another and everything. I had so many managers. Many managers. Terrible ones and good ones. God provide, because the kind of job I do, you need to have a very good manager to have a peace of mind. God even blessed me with one of the best managers. So I will implore everyone to please help me to give glory to God. 3 hallelujahs, please. Hallelujah. 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 So now tell me, why won't us have the heart, the mind, to always thank God, to always give glory to God? Because I can see in some people's faces when I say that, like Sister Kenny, like even Pastor, they shock that, oh, 7 months in a year, more than a half of the year, I was jobless. But God keep on speaking to me at that time. I tend to read Bible more. I tend to do a lot of things. And when God comes, he comes in a very, very fantastic way. What I've been praying for, permanent job, I know that now on the platter of God from October 13th, I started till now, I've got a permanent role. Glory be to God Almighty. So, why am I saying all these things? Because, as I read in 2 Timothy 8:1-9, do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord. I kept this information, this testimony, until today, because I knew that I was going to do the introduction. I never knew I was going to have the main message. And when Pastor called me, I was like, okay, I'm going to elaborate on this and go more to always give thanks to God. You can never, never thank God enough. That is the only thing he wants us to do. As Maxwell said, he does not need us. We need him. There is no amount of anything we can do to appreciate our living Father that can be too much. At times, I sit down and look, am I even doing too much? Because I never knew, nobody knows tomorrow. But one thing we sure of, God never changes. And at the point of our need, it's always going to show up. So let us have this attitude towards glorifying God, towards giving him his praises, towards putting him in his place. His place should always be first. Any other thing can follow. And God sees our hearts. You don't need to speak it, shout it out. If you need to do that, please do. But the most important thing is, God sees our hearts. And as Maxwell mentioned, I'll keep on referring to Maxwell, because some of the verses that I wanted to share, like Psalm 50, it's already what you've shared. It is Holy Spirit. Now, I'm going to now double your Psalm 50 to Psalm 100. Psalm 100, verse 1 to 5, please. I'm doubling your Psalm 50, Maxwell. 100, Psalm 100. Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Joyful. Why won't us shout to the Lord? I mean, there's so many reasons to give God the glory for. I can see faces here. I'm sure you've had breakfast. If you've not had breakfast, you don't want to, but you're probably going to have lunch, I'm sure. And you're going to have a place you're going to put your head to sleep tonight. That is more than enough. Our word is a nurse in a psychiatric hospital. He will be know how much what I'm talking about. So know people that are in the hospital, they don't want to be there. As Maxwell mentioned, they wish to, they can want to go and walk outside, but they were limited. It's not as if we're better than them. It's the grace. It's the grace of God. There is no one that is perfect but God. And why we have this grace, why can't we try and channel that energy of the grace, the mercy of God that we have, to glorify His name, to worship Him, to give Him thanks? Because if we all each have 10,000 tongues, I even double that, 10 million tongues, more than that, it is not enough to give thanks to God. Now, let us be joyful to shout to the glory of our Lord, our living God, to bow down. Because the Lord God says, where two or three people are gathered in my name, is there. I strongly believe this morning that the God is here. Because, I mean, Pastor Molly is here, seated here, and he's not feeling too strong. He said, I'm going to share today. There's a reason for that. It is not by mistake. It is God's doing. Serve the Lord with gladness. Verse 2. Come before His presence with singing. Thank God, Alex, the worship team. God bless you, Christina and Jesse and Nike. That was superb. Because my favorite song, Alex chooses the song. And it was yesterday I sent him that. And he never knew that goodness of God. I never knew he's going to add it to one of the music. I was happy when I saw it because I was part of that WhatsApp chat. Oh, thank God that the goodness of God is going to be one of the songs today. Before I give this message. So, before His presence with singing, know that the Lord, He is God. I will repeat that again. Know that the Lord, He is God. When we have God, we have it all. And if we can channel all our energy, of course, there's nothing wrong in loving sport. I love sport so much. Well, I love football, and I watch football. But of course, God comes first. If I have to be in church or anything, and my team is playing, I don't even think about it. At church, God comes first. The passion, the reason I'm saying that is when you go to the stadium, I'm not sure if anyone has been to the stadium before to watch football. God, if you see the kind of passion people put in stadium watching football, their team play, their score, it's ridiculous. There's nothing wrong having the same passion for Christ. This is what it deserves, to be passionate about Christ. Whenever you go, you don't have to tell them that you're a Christian. It speaks for you. I mean, this job that I was talking about, and I had four stages of interview. The last stage, I had to go to the office in Paddington. And of course, this job too, I still have to go to office four times a week. I can't come, even if I've got a permanent role now, at that point, and they asked me to come to office 6 days a week, I had to go. But I mean, this is four times a week. And thank God I speak to my manager that I had to go to church on Wednesdays. I want to work from home on Wednesday. I say, yeah, that's fine. Because they do Mondays to Thursday. If you want to do Wednesday, that's fine. You come on Fridays and the rest, yeah, we're fine. No problem at all. Because during the interview, he said he noticed that I can't even remember that I said that. I said, by the grace of God, in one of the things I know I'm a Christian. That was when I started to roll. I said, yes. And that was when I said, I want to be working from home on Wednesdays. I know that, so I can pick up the kid from school. I know that to come to church. And they said, oh, you noticed that? I said that, okay, that's fine. I don't even need to request that. I should just let him know in the message. So God is good. God made provisions. He knows and from the beginning. And the good thing about this job again is, I was desperate looking for job. It was until when I came in, I started the job, they were actually desperate for me. Because when I resumed my first day on the 13th, my manager was waiting at the reception to see if I'm going to come. I'm going to show up. Can you imagine? I was desperate. They don't know that though. But they were thinking that, am I going to actually show up, going to take the role? Because they believe I had so many offers that I might not come to them. So thank God. God is amazing. So why would I not be able to shout to Christ to say, God, thank you. And the God that answers for me will answer you in anything you are looking God for in the mighty name of Jesus. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Enter into Greater Grace Church with thanksgiving. Enter the Champions Community Center every Sunday or Wednesday with thanksgiving in your mouth. Or Saturday, if you can join us every morning, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. for powerful, amazing prayer time. We pray for each other. We pray for everyone in the church. We pray for countries. It's always good. The more, the merrier, if you can join us. So let's always enter his gates with thanksgiving in our hearts. That is all he wants from us. We can't take Jesus or God to Chinese restaurant. You can't take him to buy McDonald's. No, he wants our praises. That is all we can give. And what does it stop us to do that? Be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. And his truth endures to all generations. This Bible has been written over 2,000 years ago, and it still speaks today, December 28, 2025. Please, let's give God the glory again. Hallelujah. We are grateful. We have nothing else to look up to than our God. If we start to count each one of us to give the microphone round to start saying something positive or something God has done for us, we are not going to live here today. So we need to cultivate the attitude of greatness. It is important because God has instructed us in Mark 5:19, after healing someone, that go, speak to your friends, let them know what the Christ has done. For the Lord is good, verse 5, his mercy is everlasting. And his truth endures to all generations. You can imagine, generation over generation. I'm one generation as I stand here this morning. My late father, thank God I still have my mom, I was privileged to be born in a Christian home, which I see as a privilege. So from my very, very young age, I've been in the right path to Sunday school to know God. It is a blessing. And I'm great. I've not departed from those ways. I've got children, and they themselves are going through that space in their own time. To let you to know that the God walk can never stop. It will keep growing, and it will grow and grow more till when it comes back big, which is soon. Christ is coming soon. Before he comes, from generation to generation, his walk will keep growing. And growing in that, let's have the notion of always giving thanks and praise to God. Let's look into Philippians. That is actually where we had yesterday morning in prayer time. But I want us to share because I know we're going to have more audience this morning. Philippians 4. But now I'm just going to go from verse 5. P. Philippians 4. That part is one of my favorite parts in the Bible. From verse 5, Philippians 4. Thank you, Maxwell. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. The reason why I started from verse 5, I wanted to just be 6 before, but there's a reason I want us to go to start from verse 5, and I'm going to dwell a bit on that. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. We carry grace. We are the children of the Most High. This needs to be written all over us. You don't have to say it out. And what does that mean? Your gentleness. Your place of work, your class at school. Like yesterday, myself and Christina were together during the evangelism, and we saw a few people. And I was saying to Christina, two of us agreed. We saw some people when we were preaching the gospel, sharing tracts, that you can see the radiance of Christ in them because they are Christians. They were so receptive. They got the tract. They pray for us as well. That God bless you too. Thank you. That's the thing that we should show to people around us, to know that yes, we carry the grace of God. And that is in our meekness, in our gentleness, in the way we carry ourselves, in the words we speak out, to be full of the grace of God. We shouldn't be somewhere and they will say that, oh, and you call yourself a Christian. We're human, of course, but there should be some level of way that we carry Christ in us. And the Christ in us should be able to reflect in our ways, in what we do. Smile to people. Be kind. When you're kind to someone, they will listen to you when you want to speak Jesus. Verse 6. Be anxious for nothing. This is so deep. Extremely deep. We have a lot of things going on. Oh, I have bills to pay. I have this to do. I have to do this. There's so many troubles and all that. From now, 28th of December 2025, to next year, I'm not sure, maybe last on the next year is 29 or 28 or 27, most likely maybe 27 December 2026, you get worried. It's not going to change anything. Maybe, well, it could be a change. You could develop high blood pressure, and that means you're damaging your heart, you are causing yourself more harm. You can as well say, the young ones, the Gen Z's, that, oh, it's easy for you to say hi, yo, and all that. But you have to try to walk towards that. No one is perfect. We're all trying. But you need to have that in the back of your mind, that you have to be anxious for nothing. It is, anything written in the Bible is 100% perfect. Try not to be anxious for nothing. But in everything, by prayer, speak to God. Speak to our living Father. He surely listens to us. He never fails. He's the only person that never changes. We grew old. When I started coming to this church, I wasn't like this. I know how many years ago was that, and I know my age now. Thank God. But God never changes. He was the one yesterday, today, and forever. So knowing that it never changes, it's what will always come to pass. Pray to God. And supplication with thanksgiving. If something is not important, it is not going to be in the Bible once. But thanksgiving is, hundreds of times in the Bible. We have to. Let your request be made known to God. When you're praying to God, start with thanking Him. Let Him know that you appreciate what He's done. And another saying in my culture, that if you've given someone something, I'm explaining now in English, and you thank the person, that means there's room to have something more. That you give me something now, yes, Pastor, all these things is much better if I speak it in Yoruba. That if you give something, I give Femi something, and Femi says, oh, thank you so much, thank you. That wants me to even give me some kind of, okay, maybe next week again I'm going to give you more. But all these things are true. So when you thank God for His faithfulness, His mercy, His things He's done in your life. You can buy things for the, you have a one gift for Christmas present or anything. Be grateful to God and thank Him. It's not coming from you, man. It's coming from Him. God is just using anyone, maybe your parents, your friends, as a vessel to deliver His gift to you. So be grateful. So let your request be known to God by thanking Him. And the final part of this, that's not the last verse, but number 7. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guide your hearts and mind through Christ Jesus. Thank God. Because, to be honest, it is only God that can give that peace. There is no amount of anything, anyone, your husband, your wife, your anyone can give you that can surpasses the understanding of that the God can give you. That's why I said my very, very good friends, I mean very few that knew that I was out of job for a very long time, they don't understand. Thank God they are all Christians as well, but I would point at them that, yeah, it is God. And when God speaks, go and put your head on the pillow. It's always going to come to pass. Colossians 3:15-17. Colossians verse 15. Thank you, Maxwell. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. I want to, before I go to 17, I want us to reflect on verse 16. The only one person that gives wisdom is God. There is no amount of a fool, we say there is no God. If we are professor emeritus, there is no amount of knowledge or scientist you could be. Yeah, you can have knowledge, but the true wisdom comes from God. Seek Him, and He gives richly. And teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord, because God sees our hearts. And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. So if there are still things that probably you're looking up to for God for this year, because, I mean, a lot of people used to have, I mean, that these 20, every year they have things they're looking up to God for to do and all that. There's nothing wrong in that. That's good. That's, in fact, that's fantastic. Targets and goals. And I mean, I don't normally do that though. I don't do that. But if you have that and God, you're still waiting, looking up to God for that. Today, the 28th of December, give God the thanks for what He has done. Because I'm sure you must have achieved one. I'm sure. And glorify His name. If you've not gotten the pendant things, there's a reason. Because He's cooking something much better that is going to greater than what you're asking. At times, if you ask God for a room, He gives you a mansion. And before you build a mansion, it takes time. So have that faith and trust in God. But if there's one thing you're taking from today's sermon, is to have a grateful heart. To appreciate God in what He's done in your life. In fact, appreciate God in what He's about to do. That what you're requesting for, you've not seen it yet, but keep on thanking Him. And I can guarantee you, because he has never failed once before, that it's going to happen. I don't know when, because if I do know when, oh, then there's no point. We're not going to be here today. Maybe everybody will come and meet me in my house. That higher, what's going to happen tomorrow? But because we have a Christ, living God, that when he says yes, no one can say no. When he opens a door, no one can shut. So give thanks in your heart to that thing that is pending, if you have that goals or you're looking God for something, and have faith that it's going to come to pass. Let me round up by saying, God Almighty, we give you all the thanks and glory and adoration for keeping us safe. I remember I said something last year in the sermon as well, that let us look back from January to December 2024. We never lost anyone. Nobody died in this church. Thank God. It is not luck. It is a blessing. It is God's grace. We have so many members that travels a lot. They go to their countries. Pastor Rainey is not here. He's in Congo with his family. He arrives safely. And they always come back in peace. All these things are not just luck. It is grace. It is God's blessing. And again, in the mighty name of Jesus, December 28th of December, we're looking back to January, we never lost anyone. Thank God. And we're thanking God for this, that 2026, we are going to be here again in God's grace and mercy, and we're not going to lose anyone in the mighty name of Jesus. Let's look at the final verse before I pray. First Thessalonians 1, verse 8 and 9. In flaming fire, thick in vengeance. No, sorry, that's second. First Thessalonians 1, verse 8. No, sorry, 1 Thessalonians 1. 1 Thessalonians 1, verse 8. Perfect, yes, thank you. For from you the word of the Lord has sounded forth, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every space. Your faith towards God has gone out, so that we do not need to say anything. For they themselves declare concerning us what manner of entry we had to you, and how turned to God from idols to serve the living and the true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, who delivers us and the wrath to come. Now, we are the ambassadors of Christ. Thank God for his mercy. Thank God for his grace. We are all here today because of one reason. Christ is the reason for the season. For the cross. He has done it all. There is no amount of work anyone can do. It is all finished work of Christ. We are all enjoying the grace of God. Let us focus on this in our hearts. And year 2026 is going to be the best years for each and every one of us, here now or away on holiday, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let us pray. The faithful God, we thank you, O Lord, because you are greater than the greatest and you're better than the best. We thank you for your faithfulness. You thank you, O Lord, for the amazing things you're doing in our lives. We thank you for this ministry, O Lord. We thank you for speaking to our hearts, O Lord. We thank you for letting us know the importance of giving you thanks. And O Lord, Father, we say thank you. As we've seen the end of this year, last Sunday, we pray, O Lord, that you continue to manifest your grace in our lives, O Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We also once again remember our pastor, Pastor Tony Moly, that you continue to strengthen him, O Lord, give him good health, restore his health back, O Lord, so that Everlasting Father, by midweek Wednesday, he will be strong and healthy to be able to give us and feed us the word of God. Thank you, Everlasting Father, because we know that you are a faithful God. We commit anyone that's not feeling too well as well this morning, that you stretch your healing hands to them and make them whole. We pray for people that are home that could not make it due to health reasons, that in the mighty name of Jesus, you give them total healing as well. Thank you, Everlasting Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Thank you, everyone.